The New Orleans Saints at $43. The other side of that, who has the most expensive single game NFL ticket on average?
I might say the Las Vegas Raiders.
Number two at $243 a ticket.
Okay, number one. Well, they have to because they're the, you know, the biggest following of all, the Dallas Cowboys.
Surprisingly, no. $147 per ticket, it ranks ninth in the NFL.
The Chicago Bears.
At your last guess, and the Bears are fifth in the National Football League, $176 per ticket. The top three, number three, Philadelphia, $224 a ticket. Number two, you mentioned the Raiders at $243. Number one, the Detroit Lions have the most expensive average ticket price in the NFL at $254 a ticket, according to SeatGeek.
Is this the secondary market tickets?
I'm telling you, this is via SeatGeek.
Okay.
That's all I can offer up, which is a secondary market.
Okay.
But I don't know if that's what they, I'm assuming that's where they get their info from. But still, $254 a ticket is the most expensive average ticket price in the NFL, according to SeatGeek. I'm surprised by that it's the Detroit Lions.
I'm not really as surprised as, you know, I didn't guess them. So I guess it would be a mild surprise. No, because regular face value tickets for standing room for, I saw the Cleveland Browns game, is like $300 for standing room.
Yep.
Face value.
Sure, I guess I just would have expected like San Francisco to be higher.
Right.
The Raiders to be higher, would have said Philadelphia to be higher, thinking about, you know, the fan base.
Right.
You know, and Vegas is just crazy because it's Vegas. Brand new stadium is beautiful. I would have thought the Rams could be more, not because anybody cares about the Rams, but because people care about who the Rams play. And those people show up.
Right.
I did not. I knew the Lions were going to be expensive. I didn't think they would be the most expensive.
Right.
I would have thought the Cowboys would have been up there too. But I'm surprised that the NFC North is represented with three teams in the top six, with the Packers, the Bears, and the Lions. Ranking, the Lions are one, Bears are five, and the Packers are six.
Bears doesn't surprise me at all, you know.
Well, Chicago, it's a huge market.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the Vikings are way down the list. They are 23rd in the league, I believe.
Part of the line, I believe, bucks. I don't have the facts on this completely, but I believe Ford Field's probably one of the smaller stadiums in the league, too.
It is. I would imagine it is because I think it's only 65,000.
Yeah, so that would mean less tickets, so the price would go up.
But it would make sense. Mm-hmm. But just thought it was a kind of interesting little exercise to take a look there at. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. We were talking about Ndamukong Suh's decision to announce his retirement officially from the NFL last week. And I guess thinking, you know, who did you think could still play? Because we were still taking calls. Even last year, we were getting calls from people saying Lions should try to, you know, lure J.J. Watt out of retirement and have him play. And some people would suggest even Ndamukong Suh when he wasn't signed. I mean, they should sign Suh. Just go ahead, bring him in. But who are the players you think could still get it done? And we're looking for players that have retired after the year 2000. You know, so not Barry Sanders, you know, that you thought could still play a couple years after his retirement. We've already kind of ruled out Calvin Johnson as well, because we know that's going to be a big popular name that everybody would say, but we're looking for the other names. Stoney mentioned Dominic Hasek, the goaltender from the Red Wings.
Right, we're not talking about currently.
No, not currently. Just like
when he retired.
Hey, you retire and then, you know, take a year off, and then you thought, you know what, if that guy had come back and played a year after he retired, I bet you could still play.
He actually did in Czechoslovakia for a year and then in the KHL in the country he hates the most, Russia, right now.
And for me, it was Nicholas Lidstrom, who retired at the age of 41, but was still very productive for the Red Wings. He was skating almost 24 minutes a game, which is insane to think that age 41, he's skating that much. And was a plus 21 rating on that team as well. But we're asking the people who they think. 248-539-9797. Mike is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I can't believe you guys didn't mention Pavel Datsyuk.
Yeah, Yeah, Pavel, I was actually a little surprised when I look back at his numbers. The last year he played in the NHL was 2015-2016, and he played 66 games for the Wings, had 49 points, had 16 goals, and then retired. Remember, there was that whole trade thing that they facilitated to create some cap space, whatever.
Had to get that Dennis Chalovsky.
And he played the next year in the KHL, and he actually played the next 3 years in the five years. In the KHL.
He wanted to leave and go back to his
homeland. Which was always his thing. He wanted to play in Russia. Could he have come back and played in the United States and play in the NHL?
Yes.
He absolutely could have. It's a good one. But
I think Mike Babcock chased his butt out of here. Everybody
probably
hated
didn't help.
Mike Babcock.
No, I know.
Probably didn't help. Thanks for the call, Mike.
What about
this? Do you remember a few years after that they traded
to Phoenix, and Phoenix ended up drafting Chikrin, right. And we got Dennis Chalovsky because they had to clear that money to sign the great Franz Nielsen.
Exactly.
Well, Franz Nielsen wasn't a bad player, but it wasn't what he was.
First year was okay. What about T.O.?
I saw that we weren't stealing somebody's thunder. Somebody had that, but I think dropped off. So Terrell Owens, I went and looked that up. I want to see. So he played last play. He was 37 in 2010 when he last played, and in 14 games he started 11, but he had 72 receptions for 983 yards and 9 touchdowns, and then retired. Could he have still played a couple years later?
Yes.
Yes, I'm convinced. Remember, they had those videos out there?
Yeah.
Like recently, it was a few years ago, I think, where he was running a 40. People said he still ran a 4.3 40 or something?
Yeah.
Crazy. In amazing shape.
Well, you know who could have, actually could have played, should have played, but it wasn't by his own circumstance that he didn't. And no, nobody should go after him now. Time is Colin Kaepernick.
But that's a whole different reason why he wasn't there. To the phones, 248-539-9797. Quinn is in Pontiac. You're next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Quinn.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I got a guy that, obviously you should take everything you see on social media with a grain of salt, and I'm 26 saying that, so everybody should, but Chad Ochocinco. He is an elite athlete. He's always been an elite athlete. I've seen so many videos recently of him locking up high school wide receivers, college wide receivers. Like Travis Hunter was playing against him, and I know he's playing D-back on that, but still, he's just clearly a stud athlete, and I think that he could go out there and put some numbers up.
So Chad Johnson was 33 when he retired. He played 15 games with the Patriots that year and only started 3. His production fell off dramatically. It was his worst year by far. He had 15 receptions for 276 yards and a touchdown.
They never targeted. How many times did they target him?
They targeted him 32 times and he caught 15 passes. That's a terrible percentage rate, too, less than 50% of the catch rate there. But it's not to say that he couldn't, because he was still, he's only 33. But when
it was just like, I was thinking about T.O. as well. And then, no one wants him, but you could throw Antonio Brown in there, too.
Well, Antonio Brown's thanks for call.
Not now, but.
Nah. He got himself out of the league quickly, mm-hmm. Antonio Brown. That was not a difficult decision for teams to move on at all. I'll give you, somebody has a great one. Let me just look at this one.
I see that one.
This is through Ticket Text, and the name is Andrew Luck from Dan in a Car.
Oh, absolutely.
Andrew Luck, absolutely, you would think could still play. He's only 35. He hasn't played since 2018.
He's the GM of Stanford now, isn't he?
I think he is, yeah. So 2017, he got hurt the shoulder, did not play the whole year, took the year off. Came back and played 2018, threw for 45, almost 4,600 yards, 39 touchdowns that year. His quarterback rating was 98.7. He was fantastic, only 15 interceptions that year. But, playing those years in Indy, wasn't thrilled with it. He was the player of the year the AP Player of the Year, and retired at the age of 29. Can he still play? Maybe. I mean, he's not going to.
Right.
But that's a guy without question, even as much as he can go 2 or 3 years after he retired. Go back to 2021. Could he have played? Yes.
Do you remember that game in the at Ford Field where the Colts came back and beat the Lions? That was a big game.
Yeah, I saw that a lot.
Yeah, I know.
Where being at Ford Field, seeing teams come back and beat the Lions back in the pre-Dan Campbell days. Dan is next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I think the obvious tick on this is a guy who only just retired from official hockey but hasn't been in the NHL in a minute, Jaromír Jágr.
Yeah, Jágr, I didn't even know he officially retired because he played this past season as he has with the last five with the Kladno Knights of the Czech League. He played in 39 games. He only had 5 goals. But yeah, his last NHL game was 2018.
He's 53 years old. He's 53 years old.
I don't want to hear about how ageless Tom Brady is. He's not getting hit.
Right. Well, he still got hit as a quarterback for sure, but he was also protected. But
yeah, but I don't know if they really
hockey players.
Know if they check in the
Czech league. Yeah. I see what you do there. Mm-hmm. Always love Jaromír Jágr as a player. He last played in the NHL in the 2017-18 season with Calgary. Only played 22 games, had 1 goal, 6 assists during that time. Mm-hmm. The previous year played with the Florida Panthers, had 46 points in 82 games. I don't know if he could have played in the NHL, but that was a guy I always loved and wanted the Red Wings. Look, I wanted the Red Wings to draft the guy. I remember following stuff back
right.
then.
Primo, then they drafted Keith Primo.
It was an amazing draft that year in the NHL, and they shied away from Jágr, I think in large part at the time because Peter Klima,
correct,
as a Czech player, did not have things did not work out well for the Red Wings with Peter Klima and the Goose Looney's thing and all that, and he ends up getting moved as he was part of that, and I think they shied away from drafting Jágr. Now they were enticed by the size of Keith Primo,
right? They had the third pick of the draft. And obviously, Jágr was the best of the first five.
Well, yes, but Owen Nolan was really good.
Nedved was good, then Primo, and then Mike Ricci was fourth.
Well, the best player of the bunch would have been Jágr. Martin Brodeur, who was later on in that draft.
Oh, wow. Keith Tkachuk was drafted then.
Yeah, it was. It's an amazing draft. If you go and look at that one, it's a crazy good draft. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number.
Our boy Smoke, Brian Smolinski, Michigan State, too.
We will continue to take your calls and texts right here on 97.1, The Ticket.